From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he continues to deal with each of the Ten Commandments, Dr. Cairns is bringing a second message on the fifth commandment, honor thy father and thy mother. The focus here is on the duties of children. Parents should seek to train their children to be responsible adults. In return, grown children need to honor their parents throughout their lives. As their parents become aged, their children should provide whatever material or physical help may be needed. But more than that, they should demonstrate their love for those who gave them life. Dr. Cairns will join us shortly. First, we invite your attention to this excerpt from Faith's Checkbook, taken from the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled Christian Liberality. The text is Psalm 41 and verse 1. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. To think about the poor and let them lie on our hearts is a Christian man's duty. For Jesus put them with us and near us when he said, The poor ye have always with you. Many give their money to the poor in a hurry, without thought, and many more give nothing at all. This precious promise belongs to those who consider the poor, look into their case, devise plans for their benefit, and considerately carry them out. We can do more by care than by cash, and most with two together. To those who consider the poor, the Lord promises His own consideration in times of distress. He will bring us out of trouble if we help others when they are in trouble. We shall receive very singular providential help if the Lord sees that we try to provide for others. We shall have a time of trouble, however generous we may be. But if we are charitable, we may put in a claim for peculiar deliverance, and the Lord will not deny His own word and bond. Miserly curmudgeons may help themselves, but considerate and generous believers the Lord will help. As you have done unto others, so will the Lord do unto you. Empty your pockets.
Oh,
As you listen to today's broadcast, we'd like to express our appreciation to those of you who make Let the Bible Speak a regular part of your day. Over the years since LTBS has been on the air, we've heard from many folk who have been blessed and encouraged in their Christian lives through these programs. We thank the Lord for the opportunity to bring this Christ-centered preaching and God-honoring sacred music into your home, vehicle, or workplace. Let the Bible Speak is a ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. Founded by Dr. Alan Cairns, whose messages you hear on the broadcast, LTBS is also heard in many parts of the world through the international radio outreach of Let the Bible Speak, which is produced in Northern Ireland. It may be that you have wondered about the origin and purpose of the Free Presbyterian Church. Stated briefly, the Free Presbyterian Church is a denomination that stands without apology for the absolute inerrancy of the Bible, emphasizing preaching that centers around the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and is militant in its stand against the ecumenical apostasy and the efforts of the world to infiltrate the Church. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, please contact Faith Free Presbyterian Church at their toll-free number 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. Or you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Someone from the church will be glad to get in touch with you and to provide you with further details. Also, we encourage you to visit the website of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, www.fpcna.org. Again, that's www.fpcna.org.
something that many people overlook is that when children reach a wage-earning age, they should contribute to the family budget. That's included in this commandment. How do I know? Because the Savior said it. In Matthew 15, verses 4 and 5, He spoke to the Pharisees of His day, and He upbraided them, saying, God commanded, saying, honor thy father and thy mother, and he that curseth father and mother, let him die the death. But you say, whosoever shall say to his father or mother, it is a gift by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me. What he was saying there was, you're taking the money you should give into the family budget, and you're giving it into the temple or the synagogue. And you're saying to your parents, I don't have that money to give, I've given it to the church. It's a gift to God. Of course, they gave the money that they should have given to their parents, not the money that they had for themselves. And the Lord Jesus upbraided them for it. And He's saying, the commandment is, honor your father and your mother. And part of that is that when you get to a wage-earning position, then it is your responsibility to become part of that wealth-creating process in the family. It is your responsibility to pay your way. That's honoring your father and your mother. I think sometimes that parents overlook this, and children do too. I think that it is a wise thing, as soon as children begin to earn money, that they learn to do two things, three things. They learn to tithe, they learn to contribute to the home, and they learn to save. That may seem harsh, but look at all I have left. Hey, we're training you for life. And believe me, when you get married, there's going to be many a time when you look and say, but look all that I have left. And you'll learn the truth of the old saying that every month there's more month than money. We're training you for life. I think that's a wise precaution for parents to take. But there's another way of contributing. Parents get old. They need support. And the Bible says their children should give it. I know we live in a day of the welfare state, and the state provides many things. And I'm not against there being some safety net for those who need it. But I tell you, it can't take away the responsibility of children to their parents. Listen to what the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 4 and 8. If any widow have children or nephews, let them learn first to show piety at home and requite their parents, for that's good and acceptable before God. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Can you imagine that? And yet, all across America tonight, there are old people's homes cluttered with people that are no more now than the debris of a broken society. Old men and old women put out to die. Sometimes the family has done its duty when it simply pays enough, the $2,000 or $3,000 a month, to keep them there. Now let me be honest, there are times when an old person cannot be looked after at home. There are times when the physical needs are so great and the level of skill needed to look after them is so high that it cannot be met anywhere but in a hospital situation. And I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about old people, some of whom I have visited over the years, where they can get up in the morning They can dress themselves, they can shower, they can eat, they can drink, they can walk about. Their minds are clear. The only thing that's wrong with them is they're old. And they're stuck in an institution to die. Honor thy father and thy mother. And it's not just with money. Old people need more than your money. In fact, your money's probably the last thing in the world they need. Old people need you. And sometimes sons and daughters get to the place where they're so busy. The job is so crushing. The bills are flooding in. They're in their rat race of one job, two jobs, three jobs in order to get more and more and more of what the world thinks is necessary. And their parents are going down to the grave, uncared for, unvisited. And no matter what is said to the contrary, unloved. Honor thy father and thy mother. Remember that on the cross, in the midst of his agony, the Lord Jesus Christ looked down and he saw Mary. And his concern, we don't know exactly all the reasons why it had to be this way, but his concern was for her welfare. And he handed her over to John the Apostle. He said, "Woman, behold thy son. Son, behold thy mother." He forged a relationship. They were relations, but not son and mother. And he handed her over, that she would be cared for when he was gone. Honor your parents, especially when they're honorable. But of course, Christ gives us the pattern of dealing with authority even when it's not honorable. Now, that's a very big problem. I have young people come and ask me this. How do you honor a parent who's dishonorable? How do you respect a drunken, brawling, cursing, swearing, immoral parent? How do you honor them? It's not easy. But remember how the Lord Jesus treated the rulers of his day? They were far from honorable. In fact, in many cases they were downright dishonorable and vicious men. And yet, first he acknowledged their position. Second, he obeyed them as far as he could. Third, he spoke honestly and temperately about them. It is always a temptation when someone, especially your parents, do not live up to your expectations that you exaggerate their follies and their failures. The Lord Jesus refused to do that. He spoke honestly and temperately, and through it all he sought their good, even to such an extent as when he stood before Pontius Pilate, he witnessed to him a good confession. Think of it, there before Pontius Pilate, he expounded the way of truth to him. Even then he was seeking his good. Remember how Paul the Apostle followed the example of his master when he stood before Felix, that vicious, lecherous, wicked ex-slave, and now a Roman governor? What did he do? He reasoned with him in such a way that Felix trembled under the conviction of the gospel. When he stood before King Agrippa, who was there a wicked, vicious, lecherous, incestuous wretch, He spoke to him about the gospel, so much so that Agrippa said, "Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian." And finally, even when he stood before Caesar, that wicked Nero, Paul recognized him in his position, and even then honored and submitted himself to him. And if they could do that, if Christ and his apostles could do that with ungodly rulers, how much more should every child, and especially every Christian child, do so to parents, even when they think their parents have not earned much honor? As Christians, don't we glory in grace? What is grace but unearned favor? And if I'm a Christian and my testimony is that I am saved by the unearned favor of my God through Jesus Christ, how can I demand that the only honor I would give to my parents is what they have earned? Remember the words of Ephesians 4 and 32. Be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Treat others, and especially your parents, as God has treated you. Here then are the duties of children. God has given us a plain precept. He has given us a perfect pattern. And thank God He has given us a gracious promise that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God giveth you. Or as Paul says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise. The world may not set much stock by honoring parents, but God does, and He'll bless it. Now let me end on a very simple but very, very practical note. When you young people are rebelling at a decision of your parents, remember, you are young. And I can understand how your brain is working. But it seems to you that this is going to ruin your life. Why are my parents doing this to me? This is ruining my life. Can they not see that? I want to tell you, that's the devil's lie. God's promise is, if you want to bless your life, honor your father and your mother.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.